He's got skulls around his neck. He holds weapons in his hand. He has a wild look in his eye, and his hair is standing on end, and he's trampling on demons. I wish I could almost embody this for you if I could, to put the wild look in my eye and look like I'm trampling on a demon. That's what a Buddha looks like, as pictured in the tantric tradition. Now, this image is called a wrathful Buddha. This is like a technical term for us in discussing the Buddha images of the tantric tradition. Why is the Buddha described this way and depicted this way? Tantric texts tell us that poisonous emotions like passion and wrath can be removed not by denying them, not by pretending they don't exist, but by cultivating those emotions and then transmuting them into an experience of awakening. I'll read a description of this from a tantric text that will tell you a little bit about what I mean. Those who do not perceive the truth think in terms of samsara and nirvana, but those who perceive the truth think neither of samsara nor of nirvana. Discriminating thought is then the great demon that produces the ocean of samsara. But being free of this discriminating thought, the great ones are freed from the bonds of existence. Just as water, think about this for a minute, just as water that has gotten into your ear may be removed by water, and just as a thorn may be removed by a thorn, so those who know remove passion by means of passion itself. Just as a washerman removes the grime from a garment by means of grime, not sure exactly what the Indian laundry technique is that's being referred to here, but I think we can get the point. So the wise man renders himself free of impurity by means of impurity itself. This understanding of non-duality is represented, I think, quite beautifully by the image of a woman using a thorn to remove a thorn on the wall of one of the great tantric monuments in India, the great temple at Khajuraho. If you ever have a chance to visit India, that's an extraordinary place to visit on the ordinary tourist route through northern India, and gives quite a remarkable visual account of the tantric tradition. On the side of that temple, there's a beautiful woman with her foot raised, I can't raise it quite as high as she did, picking a thorn out of her foot using another thorn. Lovely image, expresses this fundamental idea in Tantra. So one of the ways Tantra visualizes non-duality is in the form of a wrathful Buddha. It also uses another extraordinary image for us, one that we haven't seen at all in the Buddhist tradition previously. This is the image of awakening as the union of male and female. These figures are known for us as yab-yum images. The term yab-yum comes from a Tibetan word that means male and female, or mother and father. Now, people often, when they see these images for the first time, ask whether they were meant to be taken literally and to suggest that sexual union is a form of Buddhahood. Certainly, if that's true, it's something we haven't discussed before in this tradition. Turns out this question is difficult to answer because the texts are difficult to interpret. There's no question in some situations, though, that a ritual of sexual union played a role in tantric meditation. But it's much more common for these images to function as symbolic representations of a mind, consciousness, the consciousness of a meditator and a practitioner who has transcended all dualities, including the distinction between the sexes. Now, if you put these together, you can see that the tantric tradition symbolizes the union of opposites in a series of contrasting pairs that are related in some ways to the fundamental images or the fundamental values of the Mahayana. First of all, compassion and wisdom. We said earlier that the mind of enlightenment, the bodhicitta, represented in some way the union of compassion and wisdom. Compassion is visualized in the tantric tradition as male. wisdom as female. These two are united in tantric ritual and tantric symbolism, but they're symbolically represented by other pairs as well. One very common pair of ritual implements that's used in the tantric tradition is the pair of the vajra and the bell. I have these implements with me and can hold one up and attempt to describe it. The first one is a vajra.